much. Hey, everybody. This is Matt from InvestiQuant. Originally, we did have Scott scheduled to speak, and last-minute conflict came up last night, so I am filling in for him. But I've been with InvestiQuant for about 5 years, and I'm a product manager there as well as head trainer. So I'm going to be taking care of the presentation this morning. A quick disclaimer, just make sure that we have this on the recording. We will be sharing hypothetical results based on what our platform creates. So I want to make sure that we do let everyone know hypothetical simulated performance results do have limitations. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. So our agenda for today, we will just a brief overview of who InvestiQuant is. I'm going to demo our platform, which I think a lot of you will find very interesting. We do something that I haven't seen anybody else do. So it'll likely be new to a lot of you. And it's pretty awesome, if I can say so myself. I'll show you how to learn more, and then we'll open it up at the end so that you can ask any questions and I can answer them as appropriate. So just a little bit about InvestiQuant. We've been around for about a decade. Most of you will probably know our CEO, Scott Andrews, who has a reputation for being the gap guy. He started about 10 years ago, one of the first ones I knew of online to be doing gap trading based on statistical analysis. And he would come up with a plan every day based off of some Excel work, as well as a programmer that he had hired to help him build out his strategy for gap trading. For those of you that aren't familiar with gap trading is looking for a return to the prior day's closing price after the open of regular trading hours. So the market opens at 9:30 and you're looking for the market to return to the prior day's closing price. That's considered a gap trade. And Scott kind of got his reputation with that about a decade ago. And from there, InvestiQuant has only grown, built out. It's an incredible platform that you're going to be able to see here in just a minute. So next, here's what I'm going to be showing you today. So I'm going to show you how you can understand different regimes, different price action markets, patterns very simply, how you can discover new edges and create rules-based strategies that you can trade. You can be very mechanical about it. I know a lot of people like to do that, as well as myself, so you don't have to use too much discretion. I'm going to show you how to analyze markets as they are evolving throughout the day. Sometimes markets are set up really nice to make a move, and then something changes. Markets, price action changes, and maybe you need to reanalyze throughout the day to see what's likely to happen until the end of the session. So we can show you how to do that very quickly. So you can do it throughout the day without having to do a whole lot of work. And then lastly, I'll show you how you can know when statistically significant setups are in play for the trading day. So we're going to do all of this on our Discover platform. The platform is a cloud-based platform. So we are a fintech company who created a cloud-based platform that allows you to do all of these types of things without needing to know how to code. So let's go ahead and dig in to the new platform. I'm going to change, or let me do one more slide actually, and then we will dig into the platform to show you briefly what we will be looking at, our different solutions at IQ. So we have the IQ alerts, which are signals and alerts based off of historical analysis. And they have equity curves, they have statistics, win rates, that sort of thing, based off of patterns that are in play for the current trading day that you can take advantage of. Next to that, we've got some predictive analytics. This stuff is based off of historical analysis of like environments, which come out in a display that basically allow you to look at, you know what, if we're opening above this level, then historically it's been very bullish or bearish. We have a way of categorizing markets and showing you very simply, based off of where we're opening, what our predictive analytics have suggested. We have our quant solutions and our research platform, which is what I'll be spending our time in this morning. And then if we have any time left, I might show you the Statistical Edges database, which is a really cool way of quickly finding
setups that have a strong statistical edge. All right, so let's now switch my screen over into our platform so I can go ahead and start with the first piece of information we're going to go over. So I'm changing my screens. It'll look fairly similar to what I'm showing right now. Should be there in just a second. All right, my screen should be there. Can someone confirm with me real quick that you are seeing a web browser with my mouse moving on it? Is that possible?
Yes. Great. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Great, thank you. All right, so this is our platform. This is what we call IQ Discover, a cloud-based platform that allows you to do all kinds of great stuff when it comes to analyzing markets, creating strategies, and the like. So the way it's laid out here, we've got our menu bar up top. I'll show you real quick what those are so you just are familiar with what you're looking at before I dig into the good stuff. So we've got Analyze, which is the first button up here. Analyze is a section that allows you to see which of our patterns that we have within our database are in play for the current trading day. And it gives you all of those patterns as well as some historical stats to go along with them. So you can see a historical win rate and profit factor of taking the trade based on the setup that you select for any pattern that we have that is applicable for the current trading day. So it's kind of like a scanner of what is in play for today. It's a great idea generation tool. The next one is Discover. This is where we're going to be spending the majority of our time here. This is where I'm going to do all the analysis that I'm about to share with you guys, all the back testing. Anytime you see an equity curve, we will be within the Discover section. Next to that, we have IQ Edges. IQ Edges are the predictive analytics portion of the platform. So this is kind of a simple way of telling you if the market has a bias in one direction or the other. These have been used for, we've been using for about 5 years now, and they've held up very well. The SSE is probably not something we're going to get to today, but it is a statistical database that you can search for strong patterns. Just quickly put in some search criteria and find some of the best stuff available. We've got our strategies section, which is where anytime you save a strategy that you create, they will show up in the strategies section. And then the alerts, which will allow you to be notified anytime one of your strategies that you've saved or one of the ones that comes preloaded into the platform is in play for the current trading day. Beyond that, we've got help section and all kinds of other good stuff under the more. But let's go ahead and dig into Discover. So this is Discover. This is our platform that allows you to backtest, create strategies without needing to code. The way it is laid out up top, you're going to see we have this header section, and the header will tell you everything that is selected for the test that you're running. So as I run some tests in here, I'm going to show you how to create strategy here momentarily. You'll be able to see the market that it's in, the setup that we're using, trade type, the look back period here, the start date, the end date. We'll have slippage and commissions that can be added to it, as well as stops, targets, and any of the price patterns indicators will also show up in this top section as I do it. On the left-hand side, we have our different libraries, and they're laid out very logically, so you can just show up and walk your way down the different libraries to build out the price patterns and strategies that you want to create. So you start with your instrument, you add your exit, and then you can work off where are we opening relative to the prior day, any price patterns, market profile patterns, indicators, volatility, all that good stuff, calendar and events. When you're done, you hit view results and you'll get the results almost instantly. So the first thing we're going to do now that we are in here is we're going to look at how quickly you can understand different regimes and price actions for different markets. So the one I'm going to be showing you here initially is we're going to look at the ES. The ES is the E-mini S&P 500 futures contract. The first setup we're going to look at, I'm going to start with a 60-minute opening range setup, and I'm going to go with a high breakout. So let me show you real quick on, let me switch screens and show you what that is so you know what we're looking at. Let me grab that screen. you should be seeing a white chart now. And I'll just explain this setup real quick. A 60-minute high breakout is when the market takes out the high of the first 60 minutes of regular trading hours. So since we're looking at the ES, which is the futures of the S&P 500, it would be looking at whenever the market takes out the high made between 9:30 a.m. Eastern time and 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, it would get long one tick above that first 60-minute high. So I've got the blue lines here outlining the opening range of the first 60 minutes, 60-minute opening range low down at the bottom, 60-minute opening range high up at the top. Where the arrow is drawn, that is showing that high being breached to the upside, and that is where the opening range high breakout triggers. So that would be a long entry there for this setup. So let me go back to my other screen now that you know what a high breakout is, and we can do some analysis of how that plays out in different environments. All right, so back to Discover here. I have selected the ES, the setup, the 60-minute opening range high breakout is the trade type. Initially here, I'm not going to be using any slippage and commissions because I'm just doing some analysis of the different regimes and price action. In a few minutes, we will also create a strategy. When I do that, I will add slippage and commissions to that. But for basic analysis, I typically do not use it as I don't want it to distort any bias that might be in play. A look back period that we're going to be using here is looking back at all historical data from yesterday until back in 2003. So we got a good amount of data that we'll be looking at. My exit, I've got set at end of day stop, end of day target. This means that the analysis will be based upon the 60-minute opening range high breakout entry and exiting at 4:15 p.m. Eastern time, since we are looking at the ES in this instance. Now, the setup is going to be based off of simply gapping up. So I'm going to go here to opening filters, and I'm going to click on gap direction and gap up. Gap up is just defined as opening above the 4:15 p.m. Eastern time closing price. So we're using regular trading hours only for all of this information that I'm about to show. Next, I'm going to go down to indicators, and I'm going to show you how you can look at this setup in a bullish environment versus a bearish environment. Now, this is a long trade, so we'll look at it here in a bullish environment. And the way I'm going to define the bullish environment is simply putting it above a short-term moving average and a long-term moving average. So I just clicked in this last close versus short MA section. This is a simple moving average of the daily closing prices. So if the prior day closed above its 10-day simple moving average on the daily chart, and it also closed above its 200-day moving average on the daily chart. When both of those are true, this criteria will be met. And all you would have to do is gap up and take out the high of the first 60 minutes. And in this bullish environment here, this pattern shows absolutely no edge. So this is a really bullish market and a long setup that just does not have an edge whatsoever. We've got a 51% win rate here over 700 trades. And the equity curve here is a complete mess. If I hover over ES here, you can kind of see how bold it becomes. And it hasn't worked at all in the past couple years. 2016, 2018 or so, it kind of lifted, but it's given it all back up. The stats over here on the left are pretty poor. Average trade, which is just the net profit divided by the total trade count, coming in at -$2. So losing money before any slippage and commissions would be considered. This profit factor here is just a metric of profitability for those that are not familiar with it. Anything greater than one is profitable. Below one is not profitable. So nothing good there. T-score is a measure of statistical significance. The formula's in there and the tooltip that you can see. But general rule of thumb, you know, 1.7 or so and higher is typically good, and below that is typically not that impressive. So this one is coming in below 1.7. So that's not attractive. Overall, this high breakout in a really bullish environment is not attractive at all. So now let's go ahead and switch this up. And let's look at the exact same setup. We're going to use this 60-minute high breakout, end of day stop, end of day target still. So out at 4:15 p.m. Eastern time, the opening filter is just gapping up. And the only thing I'm going to change now is move these indicators instead of being in a really bullish environment like I've set up here for above the 10 and above the 200. I'm just going to put it under both of those. So that would be closer to what we've been seeing here recently. We did just close over the 10-day moving average. You can kind of see that over here on the far right. This is this active today section tells you what of the filters within this library are true for today. So you can see yesterday we closed above the 10-day moving average. So that's not true for today. But we have been below the 10 and below the 200 here in recent days. So this would be representative of a more bearish environment. Now I'm going to click view results and show you the results of this exact same setup in a bearish environment. You can see the equity curve quickly is much different. So in that really bullish environment, it looked awful, very choppy, had amounted to negative dollars there for the net profit on the bullish environment. This one is the bearish environment. We still have over 200 samples, so we have a strong sample size here. 56% win rate, so the win rate went up on this long trade in a bearish environment. Average trade here is pretty strong. Profit factor 1.57 is a pretty strong profit factor. T-score coming in over 2, that's a strong T-score. So that's saying there may be something to this as far as statistical significance goes. And the average win coming in larger than the average loss, net profit several times, 4.5 times larger than the max drawdown. So you're not seeing big spikes to the downside on the equity curve. So those are all pretty strong stats and just representative of a more bearish environment. So that's one setup here that we were able to quickly look at. Let's do the same thing, looking at a little bit different setup. So I'm just going to click start over here, and let's run through another example of looking at different regimes and price action. So I'm going to go back here to symbols and settings. I'm going to stick with the ES because that's what most of our audience is familiar with. This setup, we're going to use the intraday open. So the intraday open is 9:30 a.m. Eastern time here, just a few minutes from now. The trade setup or the trade type is going to be a long. So this will be buying the open of regular trading hours. I'm going to go ahead and keep the exit here at end of day target, end of day stop. So that is an exit at 4:15 p.m. Eastern time. And let's look at a price pattern based off of gapping up again. So gap direction here in the opening filters. I'm just going to do a simple gap up so the opening print is higher than the prior day's closing print. And a price pattern of yesterday's close closed in the bottom quartile of the trading range for that day. So if you were to draw a Fibonacci or just some sort of retracement onto the candlestick that is made, it is going to close in the bottom 25%. So if I come in here to location of last open and close, I can find this close in the bottom 25% of the range. To add it, all I gotta do is click the equal sign here. This happened 2 days ago, actually, a really weak close. And then again, let's just look at the difference for this pattern in a really bullish environment versus a really bearish environment. So I'm gonna stick with that same bullish criteria of the prior day closed above a 10-day simple moving average, as well as closing above the 200-day simple moving average. Next, click view results, and we'll have our results here pretty much instantly. And again, what we're seeing here is a long setup in a bullish environment that is pretty poor. The equity curve is pretty much heading straight down. Win rate pretty poor, coming in at 47% on 143 samples. On average, losing $75 each time the trade was taken. So that is very poor, especially in a bullish environment. You typically think, you know, bullish environments, you want to be thinking about being on the long side. However, you can find with Discover, that's not always the case. There's some patterns that favor the long side and bullish markets, but there's certainly patterns that favor the bearish side as well. And you can quickly learn that kind of information simply by pointing and clicking, adding a couple things to the test, and looking at the results. So this was the long setup based off of closing in the bottom quartile of the daily range when gapping up the next day and in the bullish environment. So let's next go into indicators and let's just switch it up to a bearish environment. And I'm going to do that by putting it under the 10-day moving average and under the 200-day moving average. And if I click view results, we'll get the results instantly. This one again, looking similar to what we saw in that high breakout trade. So the high breakout trade was a much more bullish setup in the bearish environment. So the long trade did a lot better in the bearish environment than it did in the bullish environment. And we're seeing that again here. So kind of counterintuitive for what most people would think, but it's just the statistics. It's a beautiful thing about this is it's data and it can quickly be confirmed. So this setup, again, gapping up after the prior day closed in the bottom quarter of its daily range and in a bearish environment defined as the prior day closing below a 10-day simple moving average and below a 200-day simple moving average. Win rates on this coming in about 58%. Average trade here, $276. This is before slippage and commission. But that is significantly different than what we saw in the bullish environment. So we saw in that bullish environment, the win rate was roughly, 47-ish percent off the top of my head, 48%. And the average trade was minus 76 bucks, something like that. Here, we're seeing completely the opposite. The average trade coming in at plus 276. So that means historically, had you just taken every single trade in this environment, and this is, again, before slippage and commissions, the expectation would have been to make about 275 bucks per trade. Again, this is hypothetical results before slippage and commission. But the point there being drastically different results in the bullish environment versus the bearish environment. And that's how quickly you can use this platform to find different price patterns, different setups, and how they evolve in different environments and the differences between them. So next, what I want to do is go ahead and create a rules-based strategy. And for that rules-based strategy, I'm just gonna stick to what I just showed you. So we just looked at two different setups, and we saw the differences there between the bullish and bearish environments. And the takeaway was in the bullish environments, both of those long trades were very poor. In fact, you might want to think about looking at short trades based on those setups. Whereas in the bearish environment, which is a little bit closer to what we are seeing in today's market, those setups were both really strong. So since we saw two strong setups there, what I want to do is I just want to take those two concepts, combine them, and build a strategy out of it. So again, I'm going to stick with the ES and I'm going to use the first setup that we saw, which was a 60-minute high breakout. So set up 60-minute opening range, trade type high breakout. Again, this is getting long, one tick above the opening range high made in the first 60 minutes. So as soon as that high is breached, it goes long. I'm going to go ahead and stick the exit method here at 5-day ATR. We'll leave it at end of day for now, just so we can build from this, and then we can come back to it. Both of those setups that we were using earlier were based off of opening up. So I'm going to hit gap direction up, and then I'm going to go into price patterns, and I'm going to take the price pattern that we used in the opening setup that had such a strong bias. So I'm going to add that here, and we're going to add it to this 60-minute high breakout trade. So I'm going to go location, last open and close, and I'm going to go to this close in the bottom 25% of daily range. You can see I clicked the equal sign there. It added it up to the header. So this just means the prior day closed towards the bottom, towards the lows of the session, not necessarily at the lows, but the bottom quartile of the session. This means it's either likely going to be a red candle or potentially a big wick of some sort, but the close is going to be at the bottom portion of the range. And then I'm going to go back to this indicators, and I'm going to put this in the bearish environment since we saw that was most favorable for both of the patterns that we looked at. So again, below the 10-day moving average, below the 200-day moving average. Next, view results. And here we go. So combining those two concepts, I was able to create a setup here. We've got 102 historical samples, win rate coming in now north of 60%. So we're now at 63%. Average trade, very strong there. T-score, very strong, up north of 3. That's telling you likely some statistical significance to this setup. Profit factor, again, very strong, 2.6. And equity curve here, pretty smooth. It did very well there in 2008. See how strong that is. And since then, it has continued to go higher. You'll notice it's flat at points here. And that's simply because there were long stretches of time where we weren't in that bearish environment. So there's no trades to take. But in the bearish environment, which is certainly representative of this 2008 period, as well as what we're starting to see again here just in the past couple weeks, it's done very strong. So next, what I want to do is, now that I know that the end of day bias here is holding up, I want to go ahead and look at adding some stops and targets. Most people don't trade without stop and some targets, so I wouldn't expect you to. Just look at a couple different ones real quick. Let's go 50% of the 5-day ATR as a stop and target and just keep it a 1-to-1 setup. So ATRs, for those of you that aren't familiar, is just a way of measuring volatility, and it adjusts based on an average volatility of the past 5 days. So it's always going to be representative of the market environment that you're at. Currently, we're in a higher volatility environment. So 50% of the 5-day ATR right now is more than what it was, say, 3 or 4 years ago when we were in a super bullish environment. But I'll start with this 50-50 example, and using the stop and target and a 1-to-1 ratio, the stats look pretty similar. The equity curve still pretty strong and in the same general slope. So that looks pretty good. Now let's go a little bit tighter. Let's go 30% stop, and we'll make it a 60% target. So this is basically risking one unit of risk for 2 units of reward when this plays out favorably. I can hit view results and see the equity curve. The shape starts to change a little bit. Overall stats still looking pretty similar. That's a great sign. Win rate does come down because now your stop is tighter, your target is bigger. So that is a natural function of that. Is the win rate will come down in those scenarios. Typically, if you go big stop, small target, you're going to get a high win rate. If you go a tighter stop, bigger target, you're going to get a lower win rate. But in this instance, you're risking 1 unit of risk to make 2, and you're still getting a win rate north of 50%, which is always a good sign in my book. So that's something I like to see, and this looks pretty good to me. Now, next, I'm pretty happy with this. So next, I want to maybe try one more option of tightening it up, and we can try a 20% stop and a 40% target. So again, keeping that same ratio, but going a little bit smaller on the stop and target, so you can trade it a little bit tighter. And again, this looks pretty similar. I would say just glancing at it, the 30% stop looked a little bit more attractive on the equity curve and some of the stats than the 20% compared to, the 20-40 is maybe a little bit less on profit factor and average trade than what it was on the 30-60. But both of them look pretty good, and either one of them would probably be good in my book, regardless of if you want a little bit tighter, a little bit looser. So I'm going to go back to this 30-60 because I think that looked a little bit better. And then I'm going to come back up to symbols and settings, and I'm going to add slippage and commissions to it. And since this is ES, I typically just use $20 slippage and commission as an estimate of what should be a good number. And as I add that, this is taking $20 out of every trade as a round turn. So So $10 on the entry, $10 on the exit is kind of how that works, $20 total for a trade. And when you pull out the slippage and commissions, it still holds up pretty strong. Win rate still strong, average trade still strong, profit factor, T-score, all of that stuff looks pretty good to me. So I'm going to stick with this. This is a setup, again, 60-minute opening range high breakout. So getting long one tick above the opening range high made within the first 60 minutes of regular trading hours. That's 9:30 a.m. Eastern time to 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. As soon as the high of that period is broken, it gets long, assuming that it gapped up when the prior day closed in the bottom quartile of its range and below the 10 and 200-day moving average. That's true. The trade is taken. So you guys can write down that setup if you want. You can add it to your toolbox. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come down here at the bottom. We've got a way to save these things. So I'm just going to save this as 60-minute HBO, high breakout trade. And then I'm going to hit save strategy. Once I do that, our platform allows you to save all of the strategies and biases that you find, and it'll save it into your strategy section over here on the right. If I click on strategies and I go to the last page, these are all the strategies that I have created. And when I click on this, I can see the rules for the strategy I created. You can see these are the rules we just made. The name of it, I called that a 60-minute HBO. It is for the ES, setup 60-minute range, high breakout. Over on the right-hand side, I can click this button to enable the alert for it. So anytime that this is potentially in play, I can be notified of it in the alerts. Below, you see the color coding. The color coding is coming in as red for the criteria that is not met. So we just opened here 6 minutes ago, and it's already telling me that we did not gap up. It already knows that. So that's not true. And then it's saying yesterday we did not close in the bottom quarter or below the 10-day moving average, which we knew. The green highlight here on the below the 10-day is because we did close below the 200-day. We did close below the 200-day moving average yesterday. So it knows all that information, and it would show up in my alerts section now next time that it is in play for the current trading day, so I'll never have to worry about forgetting it. Then over here on the right, I've got this little button that says View Strategy Backtest. This is so all of your saved strategies, whenever you want to come back in and study them further, perhaps change them, see how they're holding up, you can just click that button, and it's going to load everything, all the rules back into Discover. So, you know, if I come in here one day and say, you know what, maybe I don't want to use this 30-60. Maybe I want to go back to 20% stop, but still try to use that 60% target. I can come in here and make the changes and see how it holds up, and all is good there. So that's a strategy section of the platform where you can save all of that stuff. Next, I'm going to do something here real quick, and I'm going to start moving faster. I see where we're at on time, and I want to show, I told you I would show you how you can analyze evolving market scenarios in seconds. So the way you can do that is here within the platform. Again, you can look at patterns that are developing in the market environment that you're currently in. So let me pull up a chart here real quick. We'll just take a look at an example that happened yesterday. So let me see if I can switch to a chart of yesterday's ES price action. I'm switching my screens now, and I'm going to show you how you can analyze this in real time. All right, so you should be seeing my screen now. It's a black chart of the ES. These are 5-minute candles, and I've got 3 days of price action here. I really only need to show you two, because that's all I'm going to show you in this example is based off of those 2 days. You can see we did just open, so it is including the price action here at the open. So I've zoomed in. We've got 2 days of price action. This is Wednesday's action, where we pushed higher and then sold off, closed in the bottom quartile of the range. The next day, we gapped down just a tick. This is yesterday's price action. Held the lows, pushed higher, actually took out the prior day's high, and then pulled back throughout the afternoon and lifted into the close. So what I would want to show you here is how you can look at this price action and analyze, is there a potential trade that I want to be leaning on as the day evolves. So there was a giant news event out yesterday and today with a jobs number coming out this morning. So let's look at how you could analyze this action based on knowing that the NFP number is coming out this morning and how the price action was developing yesterday. So I've drawn a Fibonacci retracement here and I've set it to just show a 50% pullback. And I'm going to hover my mouse over this 3 p.m. Eastern time. So you can see where we're trading at 3 p.m. That's right here on this red candle. We closed the red candle here at 3 p.m. around 24.88. And that is above the 50% retracement upon that time of the day. So that is drawn from the low to the high as of that point in the day. We're trading above the 50% retracement. So what I would want to test here is on the day before the unemployment report comes out, which is a Friday morning 8:30 report, if we are trading in the top half of the range, what has happened going into the close? Is that a bearish environment or a bullish environment to be thinking about a trade? So yesterday, we were closing at 3 p.m. We were trading above the midpoint of the session the day before NFP. Let's go ahead and test that scenario here real quickly. And you're able to do this in just a matter of seconds. So I'm going to go back to our platform, Discover, share my screen and show you how I would do that. So I've got ES selected here. I think my screen is sharing. I've got ES selected here. The setup, I'm going to change the setup here to this intraday time-based entry. And this gives you the ability to test, 15-minute segments throughout the entire trading day. So the market's constantly evolving. You're getting different patterns that are showing up throughout the day. This allows you to isolate any of those different time periods and zone in on the setups. So going into the close, we're looking at 3 p.m., so 1500 Eastern time. And the trade type, set it up as a long. The exit, I'm just going to set it up as end of day, just to see the bias there. And then the criteria that we want to test for how yesterday was playing out is it was the day before the unemployment report. So we've got all of the high tier reports, events, OPEX, FOMC announcement, all of that kind of stuff within our market events section. And we also have the day before, the day after. Since this morning's is a big one, the day before seems important, or it did to me yesterday. So I'm going to come here and hit equals day before the unemployment rate report. That's going to mean everything in this test is going to be looking at specifically the day before unemployment reports dating back to 2003. And then I'm going to come to this new section that appears anytime you look at something after the open. So this post-open filter, that is looking at the price action that's happening between 9:30 a.m. Eastern time and the entry time of the setup that you're looking at. So since I've picked a 3 p.m. Eastern time, I will be looking at what happened between that time. And as I showed you on the chart, we were trading above the midpoint. So we've got all kinds of ways to define the different price action, but that's something that is simple, something I like to use. So the way you would define that is, where was the intraday closing price, which just refers to that 3 p.m. price relative to its own intraday range. So intraday range close versus intraday range. We were closing in the top half. So I'm just going to click equals right here. And then view results, and this will show us the results of any day it has been the day before the unemployment report, where it was also trading in the top half of its range going into the last hour and 15 minutes of trading. And you can see here bias leaning to the long side. So historically, about 61% of those have favored more upside trading above or closing above that 3 p.m. price is basically what it's set at here, because I've got the stop and target set to end of day. I can also add a stop too. I just come come back in here and add exit. We can do, you know, 30-30 or something like that and rerun it and still pretty similar. And again, if I want to add like an indicator to make sure that it's, you know, a more bearish environment, I'll just use below the 200 to be a more bearish environment. You can see here yesterday, closing at the top half of the range at 3 p.m. using a 30% stop and a 30% target. Two out of three of those had been winners historically. And you could have known that quickly. You can see how quickly I did that. I explained it all in just a matter of minutes. And that's how quickly you can analyze the different price action throughout the day, all kinds of different ways to know that. All right, next, let me hop over to this strategies and alerts section here real quick. I want to leave a little bit of time for questions at the end. So I'll show you this real quick. These are the alerts section of the platform. And we've got it set up so that they will tell you anytime any of your strategies that you have saved are in play for the current trading day. So this top one is my alerts. These are ones that I've created. I've got bias alerts, which are ones that come preloaded in here. And you can see we've got three of these that have triggered this morning. This first one, bias holding strength. This is for the crude oil market, CL. It's a long trade. When opening above the prior day high and the prior day closed above a two-day moving average, you can see this morning it triggered the long bias at $22.17. Wow, looks like it's trading $26.75. That's screaming here off the open. So these are all loaded here. You can click the view button and see how that bias has looked historically. They're all preloaded for you. And then, of course, like anything else, you can always come in and adjust it, add your own secret sauce to it if you want to, by just going down the different libraries on the left-hand side. You can even rename it down at the bottom and save it as your own if you want to add different stops, targets, that sort of stuff. But the alerts section will tell you which of the strategies that either you've created in the My Alerts or the Bias Alerts, which are ones that are pre-created for you. They'll tell you when they are triggering. The open price is the entry for this. So we've got three of them here and the rules that are met. Then you just click the view button to see the equity curves of them. Sometimes there's a lot of them here. We put these out the night before so you have a heads up of what's potentially in play for the current trading day. So last night there was quite a few of them that were potentially in play. We ended up only having three that have triggered here off the open. But that's why you can come up here and search by name or asset group, instrument, whatever. That's what this piece is up top. And then we also have IQ alerts, which are available as well. These are some that we have created based off of our predictive analytics. And we have one of those that is triggering short this morning based off of opening in this opening zone between 25.1308 and 24.7821. So we did open in between those levels. The opening price here was 24.4775. So this is a short bias based off of entering at 9.30 a.m. Eastern time and exiting at 4.15 p.m. Eastern time. You can click the view button to see what that's looked like historically. And where are we at on time? We've got 10 minutes. So real quickly, I will show you just a high view of our predictive analytics. These are the predictive analytics. We call them the IQ edges. And these can be used to quickly point you in a direction for the day. What we do is we take five different non-correlated systems that we've created. So we've got the trend system, the momentum system, volatility, overbought, oversold, and seasonality. And we categorize the market into different states in each of these systems. And then based on what the market has done when it's in those similar states, combined with where it is opening at. So we create some opening zones to go along with that, and we pair those together, an opening zone with an average of all five of these systems. So the average is over here on the far right-hand side, and this is basically what you're looking at. So there's a lot going on here, but all that really matters is what's the average say? So the average over here on the far right-hand side says if we opened above 25.55.29, historically, strictly based on all five of our systems being averaged together. It has a win rate for going long. This is a gap follow setup. So when gapping up, it would be a long trade. It has a historical win rate of 64 and a profit factor of 2.1. So that's a really strong profit factor and win rate combination. So that would give you an idea of, you know, maybe I want to be looking at trades on the long side today, or potentially just hitting the market at the open, because that's what this is based off of. We've got the exact same information over here on the averages. It's shown in the display up top. We just break it out a little bit more visually appealing for some. So this same information for, had we opened up above 25.55 or 29, is this gauge up here, 64.2% win rate, profit factor of 2.11, 276 samples in there. But these can be used as either a building block for your trading day, or you can trade them mechanically. You can even adjust stops and targets on all these and see how do the odds change if you use tighter stops or tighter targets. So if I went to a 40% of the ATR as a stop and a 60% of the ATR as a target, you can see, just zoning in on this first option here, win rate's still pretty good, profit factor pretty good, and may want to think about a long trade if opening up there. So these are ensembled systems that can be used for trading throughout the day. All right, I have gone over a lot of stuff here, and I want to leave just a few minutes for questions and answers here as we wrap up. So let me go back to my other screen, and if you guys have any questions, I have not been watching questions, so I'm probably behind, but we can look at those and tell you how to learn more. I may not be able to find the questions, which could be a problem. What markets are covered? So we cover the index futures, which is ES, NASDAQ, YM, Russell. We've got the interest rate futures, so the 10, 30, 5-year, or the 30 and the 5 years. Energy markets, we do crude oil, heating oil, natural gas. We've got metals, gold, silver, copper, equity ETFs, so like the spiders, the Qs, the diamonds, IWM. And then we've got 9-sector select ETFs as well, which would be like XLF, XLE, those types of sector ETFs. And we do have, we have trials. We do have a special trial price available right now. If you go to investaquant.com, you can see up here on my screen, investaquant.com, and click the Learn More button. You've got a couple ways to learn more about what we've got. If you want more information about that trial, I'll click the request info button here, and Brian will be able to help you out and talk to you about that. The easiest way to learn more is simply to subscribe to the Daily IQ, which is an email that goes out about every day. We typically try to find something relevant to the trading day, and we get that out either in the morning or the afternoon. And it's just a quick video of me going through a scenario that is in play for the current trading day. So if I see a good bias that I want to share with you, I'll do a quick video and we email those out to you. So it's free. You might as well sign up for it because it doesn't cost you anything, and you can unsubscribe if you end up not liking it. But that is available at investaquant.com under the Learn More button and subscribe. And can you use a smaller time frame or bigger time frame? So the time frames are all based off of intraday trading. So we're using regular trading hours of everything, and we're using the intraday session. So the biggest holding period would be from the open until the close. And then the smallest holding period, you could do the super tight stops and targets, which would be, we have dollar-based stops and targets, as well as our ATRs, I think, go down to 20% of the 5-day ATR to be able to use a smaller resolution, if that's something that you're interested in. All right, I am up on my time, and I know that this is on a tight schedule, so I don't want to run over anymore. Let me finish this last questions, and I will sign off here. So last one I'll get to here is, can I test the last 30 to 60 minutes of the trading session? Yes. So as I was showing that kind of the way to do the real-time analysis throughout the day, I showed getting long at 3 p.m. based on yesterday's action. You can break down into 15-minute increments throughout the day. So